We had Neil Watkinson preaching for us on Sunday. Sadly, the first 5 minutes of his talk didn't get recorded. So here's a brief introduction, and then it'll move straight on to the rest of Neil's talk. The talk was on Revelation 4 to 5, and Neil described three central images: the throne, the scroll, and the Lamb. In chapter 4, the focus is on the throne room in particular. In that chapter, the throne is mentioned more than a dozen times. And the big message Neil drew out was that the Lord is on the throne and he is in control, no matter what seems to be happening around us. And I'll let Neil pick up from there.
Control of the universe that is created. Given what dominates the media, and everyone's thinking at the moment, anyone would think that coronavirus sits on the throne. But that's not true. The Lord God, who made absolutely everything, he sits on that throne. And he remains in control, even in the midst of our fears and our anguish, and our questions and our grief. And flowing from that is the truth that he is worshipped for being this supreme creator and ruler. All heaven and earth worship him as the one who created everything and now sustains it. It's clear in the words of their song. If you look at the other song they sing in verse 11, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." This great encouragement that God is almighty. He's the one who holds his creation together as the only ruler, just as he made it in the beginning. And that was so important for those churches in Asia Minor to whom John was writing in the first century. While they struggled and suffered too, and faced persecution and heresy. Remember, this whole book of the book of Revelation was written to encourage them to persevere, to remain faithful to the end. Who can overturn this God? No one. Friends, I trust that this will bring us tremendous hope when things are difficult. We can trust him in our disappointments. When things haven't worked out as we planned, we've not been able to meet with the people we'd love to see at Christmas. When things haven't turned out with our work, maybe there are big question marks over that. Or with our children's well-being and their education, what's going to happen to them? God is the one who sustains. By your will, they have their being. He can sustain you. Realizing that God is the creator and ruler of everything is really essential to getting our bearings in life. Our lives didn't start by accident. They don't continue at random either. You've been created by this God. Just as everything and everyone has been. Therefore, he is worthy to be praised. And that's why it's so good to be able to gather still, whether it's in person, for those of us here in the church building, or joining us online. It's great to be able to refocus our lives, at least in this one time in the week. Whatever else we like to do or we think that life is for, God made us to worship him. So let's join these creatures gathered around that throne in worship. Then we can't sing at the moment, but in our hearts we can make music to the Lord. This is how the universe is meant to be. It is how the universe will be. Indeed, it's how the universe is at the moment. The throne, it shows the universe is centered on God, the creator and ruler. And then as we look into chapter 5, we hear about the second image, the scroll. And in these first 5 verses, we see that history depends on God's chosen rescuer. Let me read from verse 1. "Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with 7 seals." Now this scroll is opened at the start of chapter 6. And from what happens after that, it's clear the scroll is God's plan, his plan of judgment and of rescue. At the moment, it's sealed. The seven seals indicate that the decisions and the plans inside it are complete and perfect. They're what the Almighty God will do. But in verse 2, we discover there is a problem. Verse 2, and I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, who is worthy to break open the seals and open the scroll? But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even looked inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. No one can open it. And it is a huge problem. The issue is not about physical strength or power. The angel asks the whole universe, who is worthy to open the scroll? It's about moral ability. Who is pure and good enough? Who has absolute integrity? John weeps because it seems God's plan is scuppered. But then when everything seems lost, a suitable candidate appears, verse 5. Then one of the elders said to me, do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals. So God has prepared someone. The Lion of Judah, the Root of David. Those titles, they come from the Old Testament. And they pointed forward to the person God was going to send. He'd be perfectly equipped for the task. And that person was known as the Messiah, or Christ in Greek. It simply means the one who's equipped and sent by God, the anointed one. And so this sealed scroll shows that history depends on God's Messiah. Who is it? Well, he's introduced to us as the Lion of Judah. But then when John looks, he comes on stage as a lamb, and a slaughtered lamb at that. And that is the third image in these chapters. The Lamb, from verse 6. Because from here on, the worship is directed towards him, verse 6. Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. And those seven horns on his head represent complete power. And the seven eyes remind us that he is all-knowing by his spirit. He's not limited to any place on earth. And the picture of a sacrificed lamb is full of references to the Old Testament sacrifices. It's slaughtered to bear the punishment for our evil and wrongdoing. But this slaughtered lamb is standing. He is not dead anymore. And in verse 7, he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You've made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Words that were picked up in our first song. This lamb has conquered through his sacrifice. The lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. What qualifies him to open the scroll is because you were slain. And that's why the living creatures and elders praise him with this new song. Before they sung to God because he's worthy as the creator, now they worship the Lord Jesus because he's worthy as their redeemer. He's bought them out of slavery to belong to himself by his blood. It's in his sacrifice on the cross that the Lord Jesus controls the course of human history, and he's guaranteed its future and ours with it. You see, Jesus alone is the key to God's purpose for this universe. You may be here, you may be watching online, and this is all very new, or you're puzzled about what you believe or what Christians believe. Well, please understand and see that Jesus alone can give us the understanding what life is all about and where life is going. And I'm sure that Sam can tell you, give you more details about ways that you can explore that further. No one else is his equal. And that's what the songs in verse 12 and 13 emphasize. Listen to the first one, verse 12. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Seven things listed there. Power, wealth, and so on. It means that Jesus is worthy of everything. The number seven is completion, perfect. And then the second song, verse 13, that I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Over this last year, we showed our appreciation by clapping NHS workers and key workers. Well, how much more the Lord Jesus? At the beginning of 2021, let this vision of the risen Lord Jesus sharing his Father's throne reassure you as you put your hope in him. Whatever discouragements you face today, take this vision of God's throne to heart. And as we hear about the worship being sung in heaven, let's join in. Let's not forget that there are many good gifts that God continues to give us. And most of all, let's not forget Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and all of the spiritual blessings we have in and through him. Let's rejoice, not simply because death wasn't the end for him and for those who trust in him, but that also he has secured God's plan for the history of this universe. At the start of this new year, isn't that so reassuring? Ruth is now going to lead us in prayer.
Silence that follows, just please bring to mind that those persons known to you who are suffering physically, mentally, or financially, and ask that God gives them comfort, healing, and peace. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for our church community and that you will continue to work through Trinity at Four by your Holy Spirit to be a light in this community of Henley. We thank you for Sam, for the elders and other leaders, for all those teaching our children, and for those involved in the administration and running of our church. We pray that you continue to equip those you have called to serve this church family, and that you will continue to raise up laborers for the plentiful harvest. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you for those in leadership of our country who have so many daily challenges to deal with. And we think of them and we pray that you will surround them with wise counsel and enable them to put aside selfish political ambition and instead focus on serving the people of this country in ensuring their safety and well-being. We pray that you will give our leaders strength, courage, and sensitivity. We pray for our Queen that she will continue to provide a godly and prayerful steer to our leaders, and we thank you for her love and faith in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We lift before you the families who have been affected by the recent landslide in Norway and pray that you will surround them with love and care as they come to terms with the loss of loved ones and their physical homes. We ask that you will guide the efforts of the rescue workers working in freezing conditions to be diligent and courageous. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we raise up countries at war or suffering from political instability. Lord, we can only imagine the humanitarian consequences of these conflicts and ask that by your Holy Spirit you would intervene to bring about lasting peace in these regions. Lord, in your mercy. And we raise up those who are suffering from extreme poverty and hunger throughout the world. Lord, it is not your plan that wealth is so unevenly spread throughout your creation. We pray for wisdom, for boldness, and for generosity amongst the leaders of nations with so much, to allow them to be a part of the solution in the redistribution of wealth globally. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And lastly, we pray for ourselves as we enter a new year. We pray that we may live in hope, whatever our circumstances. Hope is the confident expectation of God's blessing in this life and the life to come, based on the promises of God. It's the anchor that roots and fixes us, regardless of what comes to knock us off course. We know that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And though we may suffer, we know that suffering brings perseverance, which leads to character, and then to hope. As it says in Acts 2, verses 25 and 26, I saw God before me for all time. Nothing can shake me. He's right by my side. I'm glad from the inside out. I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. Let us choose to pitch our tent in the land of hope and declare together by repeating after me, I am a child of the living God.
I am a child of the living God.
I'm standing on the rock of Jesus Christ.
I'm standing on the rock of Jesus Christ.
He knows the plans he has for me.
He knows the plans he has for me.
Plans that are good and not to harm me.
Plans that are good and not to harm me.
To give me a hope and a future.
to give me a hope and a future.
And therefore I will not fear.
And therefore I will not fear.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray together the prayer the Lord has taught us as on our little leaflets. Together we say,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.